for over 25 years, he has thrilled fans young and old inside of the squared circle. Now, he rocks the hottest events across the Midwest for DJ Sound Solution. In this podcast, he will take you behind the curtain, behind all the smoke and mirrors. You're listening to Behind the Lights with Troy Miller.
What is going on, guys? DJ Troy, and I am back again with another episode of Behind the Lights podcast. I hope you guys have had a good summer as things are coming to an end. Summertime is winding down, and we're, you know, making that transition into fall. A little bit cooler temperatures. The landscape will change, and man, this time of year is absolutely the busiest time of year for DJ Sound Solution. September through November is literally insane. I got like, you know, 2 and 3 events every week, and it's just crazy. We are so busy, guys, and people don't understand. Like, this time for next year, it's already spoken for. So if you're looking to book me as your DJ from October to November, you need to look at 2024 dates. A lot of people don't understand that or even want to believe that. They're thinking, are you kidding me? Are you sure? I am positive. We are in that big of a demand as a company that, you know, you're looking at, you know, right at a year to, you know, a year and a half to get us booked. Especially, you know, this time of year, it's really important that you think really hard who you want and what you want to do and get it booked accordingly, because it is insane. But yeah, I've been busy this whole, you know, this summer too. Lots of events, lots of fun, lots of crazy things and crazy stories have happened. And I want to go into this past weekend, the insanity that ensued. Oh my goodness. Now, you know, a lot of venues have outside spaces, and I made a post a little while ago on Facebook, but I took it down because it sounded like I was complaining, and I don't like to complain online. I do enough of that in my personal life, but I don't want people to think all I do is complain and bring negativity, because that is definitely not what I am about or want to, you know, project out of my life. But a lot of venues, they want to create these outside spaces, but they do not give any consideration into the weather. It's either, if it's not raining, you're outside. If it's raining, you're not. When brides book that venue, it's usually, you know, you can't predict the weather a year out in advance or whatever. It's just not doable. But when, you know, they envision it the way that they want it. And when the day comes, you know, they may well and good say, you know what, if it rains, whatever, in their mind, they're not thinking whatever. In their mind, they got their hopes and dreams set on that outside space. And that can be a double-edged sword. It can be a very dangerous slope to tread on. You have to be realistic about things. Now, most of my clients, you know, I've had brides that have been heartbroken, like literally heartbroken, that they couldn't be outside because of the weather. But you know what? Once the party starts and once it all just fades away and everything works out the way it was supposed to work out. This past weekend, I had the most chill bride. And I was at Bridgewater Club. I mean, I'm there several times a year. Where they're pretty much in-house DJs, all their special events we cover. And eventually, you know, occasionally I do weddings there. So I have this gorgeous tent outside. The weather forecast looked perfect. No rain. And I mean, it was, you know, pop up here and there. Maybe, you know, we had like a 20% chance of rain. And it looked clear for the whole evening. Ceremony goes off perfect. We go into dinner. Bridgewater Club takes very good care of its vendors. You know, they set us up inside the house, and then the ballroom, and You know, they have our the meals served to us first, even. So we all the vendors went up there. You know, I eat, and because I'm looking outside, and the sky is just, it's not looking good. The radar says we're good, but the sky tells me something totally different. So I finish my meal, head downstairs, and, you know, I keep a lookout. We're surveying things, making sure that the, you know, the best man and the matron of honor and maid of honor, they're all ready to give their speeches. And dude, it starts sprinkling. They get these pop-up tents, and, you know, they put them up over the bar because, you know, it's not just supposed to be, you know, it's not supposed to rain. Sprinkling a little bit. Then it started raining pretty hard. I have, you know, a speaker outside the tent because the way it is, I mean, it was a pretty small crowd, but I still like to cover the whole area. So, you know, I have my main system inside, then I have a speaker outside the tent, covers cocktail hour, and then I position it, you know, facing towards the tent during dinner. So no big deal. It'll quit raining pretty soon. So I bring my outside speaker, you know, I just bring it inside the tent right there. Still great. We'll be golden. It'll cover everything perfectly. In the time that I did that, the wind picked up to probably 200 miles an hour. These girls outside at the bar were holding onto the tents with all their might. I thought it was going to lift them off the ground. They couldn't hold them anymore. Those things went flying to the heavens. Who knows where they went? We were trying to close up the sides of the tent. Rain was coming in. I mean, have you ever seen a show like where people are at sea? I don't know if it's like a pirate show or something like that. And they're holding on to the sail with all their might, and they're just getting beat with wind and rain, and that's the exact scene. Everybody on that side, that south side of the tent, were getting killed with rain and wind. I mean, I tried to hold on to all my might. It was taking me everything I could to keep the sides of the tent held together, and that whole time, my laptop is getting beat, my controller's getting beat. Water is coming up under the tent, rising at incredible rate of speed. And by the time the winds and the rain finally slowed down to where we could manage things, I had water. I was standing in the pool, you know, up to the top of my shoes. I'm trying to get my speakers off the ground because they're starting to sink. My controller is soaked. My laptop soaked. I was freaking out. The bride didn't know what to do. We still had speeches to get through. We still had, in the midst of this rain, I had the bright idea. You know, I was thinking, I didn't ask for this. It's not supposed to rain right now. Rain on me, Ariana Grande. How does this start out? I never asked for the rainfall. Boom, queued it up, dropped it. The whole roof went off the place. It was one of those moments where, yeah, he did that, and they were here for it. I mean, they did not let the rain dampen their spirits one bit. So that's going off. We start calming things down. I get a towel. I'm wiping stuff down. They're trying to find out, you know, what the bride wants to do. And she's like, you know what? Let's just start the party from here. I don't want to lose people. We can always come back. I said, are you sure? Because that's what I was thinking. She's like, yes, let's get things going till things calm down, and then we can reset. I said, perfect. Boom, we just started the party, and it was crazy. I mean, people had their shoes off, guys were rolling their pants legs up, and we were throwing down. Well, I thought we had seen the worst of things. It couldn't get any worse than that. But like 10 minutes later, the staff came and told us another cell is headed our way. It's pretty bad. It's going to be worse than the last one. We need to move everybody inside. Our staff is being pulled. If you guys want to stay, this is on you. I'm like, I barely survived this first one. Let's reset. Everybody agreed. We moved all the guests inside. I tore my whole setup down, and we moved it in. Took about 20 minutes, you know, but that was great. People could, you know, great staff, great people. The groomsmen were amazing. They helped me out. I got stuff loaded up on my cart, rolled up to the stairs. Dude, they were grabbing gear, taking it up the stairs for me like champs. I was inside and set up within 10 minutes. and we were ready to get the party going. Rolled right back into dancing. We did our speeches. We did our bouquet toss. We did the first dance, parents dances, everything. And we had a great night. Halfway through this, I keep getting this warning on my mixer. I'm like, what is going on? I said, I can't turn this thing off now. I mean, we're just rocking. It started making some crazy noise and just shut off. I was like, oh no. I'm pushing buttons. I'm trying to figure things out. Like I said, this thing got soaked. I dried it off the best I could, but it took a beating. I was freaking out. Finally, it powered back on. Screen went dark. Just cycled. The lights just cycled. It wouldn't do anything. Oh, I was freaking out. Unplugged it. I unplugged the power source, everything, and the lights were still on. I was like, this ain't good. I tried it again. Nothing. In the meantime, I'm trying to get my laptop up. I got a, DJ Pro on there, my full library. It runs Tidal Music 2. I'm searching around. I can't find nothing. My mouse isn't working. It's my laptop got so soaked as well. Every time I move my mouse somewhere, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't go where I wanted it to go. It was insanity. It took me a whole song almost to get it to on the next song to pull up. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. But you know what? When it was all said and done, in the midst of all the chaos, everybody getting soaked, the day was threatened to be ruined. That bride will never forget this day. And she'll never forget the customer service. She was so thankful, so appreciative. Because in the midst of all that, I kept the party going. I didn't shut things down. I didn't stop. I didn't quit. I did everything and exhausted all my resources. That's why it's so important to have backups, guys. My controller's a backup on its own. My laptop's a backup on its own. My laptop wouldn't work. I got an iPad that's going to work. No matter what, keep something that you have a go-to option no matter what the situation is. Because I had the worst-case scenario. And, finally my laptop started working the way it was supposed to do. And I could finish the party. And thankfully, when I got home and the next day, my controller dried out enough where it works like it's supposed to. That was definitely, I was shocked. But man, my bride and groom this weekend were so happy. All the guests were so happy. And it was amazing. I got so much praise, so much congratulations. And we don't do it for that. We don't do it for the praise and the things. But, it does feed our ego and it makes us feel good that, we saved the day. The wedding coordinator, you saved the day. The venue, you saved the day. That's the kind of customer service you get when you hire DJ Sound Solution. And it should be that for everybody across the board. I keep getting horror stories from people that hire a DJ. They know our DJ backed out. We need a DJ. Our DJ just backed out. How do you back out of somebody's wedding? I don't understand. But it's not for me to decide, not for me to judge, not for me to do anything. I just want to say, guys, have backups in place and venues. We need to do better. I mean, I love Bridgewater Club. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong in my eyes. They took all the necessary precautions. But we need to do better in getting stuff. Weather is stupid. You never know what it's going to do. We need to be better prepared for every type of situation that comes our way. If we're going to keep having weddings outside, we need to be prepared and have a space and have a plan that these things can't happen and nothing can go wrong. Everything will be taken care of. Venues definitely make enough money to facilitate all of that and to make sure things like this doesn't happen. And that goes for anybody. But like I said, staff at Bridgewater were amazing. They were great. Everybody was helpful and thankful and appreciative. And we delivered and we gave them something that they're going to remember the rest of their lives. That's what it's about, guys. Well, I got three weddings this weekend coming up. So I'm going to get some sleep. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week and just think about that. I'm going to do whatever I can do, even, you know, it was at the risk of losing $10,000 worth of equipment right there before my eyes. I was still going to bring the party and make sure that I didn't let anybody down. So that's it. I'm out.
Thanks so much for listening to Behind the Lights podcast. To check out my links, head on over to the Instagram account at Troy Miller DJ. In the bio, you'll find links to every place that you need to be. If you liked what you heard today, please hit that subscribe button, follow along, leave a comment or a review. It definitely helps out my algorithm and gets the word out. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed it today. I'll catch you all next time. Peace.
That, huh? Well, so like DJ stuff are really important because my dad works for money. DJ's really important because he makes money. And he DJs like every day, and he has good parties.